Section 3. Reporting requirements and exclusions. Employers are required to report all expenses and benefits provided to employees and directors, or indeed to members of their family or households, where this is provided by virtue of their employment. That means that we also have to include costs met directly by the employer, and that reporting is not restricted to amounts actually reimbursed to employees. Although Form P9D invites employers to exclude expenses solely and necessarily incurred in the performance of the duties, there is no similar provision covering P11Ds. We have to report everything that is not specifically covered by an exclusion, including dispensations. Employers do not have to complete and submit nil P11Ds for directors or employees who have had no expenses or benefits paid or provided to or for them. Remember that any items included in a P11D dispensation and anything dealt with through a PAYE settlement agreement or a taxed award scheme can also be excluded from the form P11D and P9D. We must also remember to tell the directors and employees they do not have to report these expense payments or benefits on their self-assessment tax returns. Chapter 5 of the HMRC Booklet 480, Expenses and Benefits, a Tax Guide, provides a lot more help and guidance on items to be excluded. Some of these include office accommodation, supplies or services, and then we have exempt items, providing the conditions for exemption are satisfied, such as job-related living accommodation, long service awards, late-night taxis, parking spaces at or near the place of work, job-related training expenses, payments towards additional household costs of employees who work at home. And then we have some extra statutory concessions where the payments do not have to be reported. The advice is to look at Chapter 5 of the Booklet 480. Employers must provide each employee with a statement of the information shown on the P11D by the 6th of July 2010 reporting deadline. There is also a reporting requirement for any third-party providers of expenses or benefits to report such details, unless they've dealt with the expense payment or benefit through a taxed award scheme. There is no set format for the information to be provided to directors and employees. Employers could choose to provide a copy of the P11D, or a company memo or email, or anything that provides the necessary information. Employers using P11D software, like the PKF P11D software that I use, will probably have employee advice sheets to send out to the employees. More help is available from HMRC in the form of its four-page P11D guide, and there is my favourite booklet, the CWG5, where Appendix 1 Common Benefits will tell you whether the expense payment is liable to Class 1 or Class 1A National Insurance Contributions, or if it's not liable, and it will also tell you where on the form P11D you should report the item.